Political rivals fabricated criminal case against former Mexican governor, say attorneys. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 28, 2023. A group of attorneys representing a former Mexican border state governor said various government figures from Mexico's ruling party colluded to fabricate a false criminal case in a failed attempt to arrest and remove a politician who belongs to a rival party. The attorneys announced they filed the criminal complaint with Mexico's Attorney General's office. The individuals in the alleged collusion include the current Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal, Mexico's former head of the Financial Intelligence Unit Santiago Nieto, federal judge Ivan Aaron Zeferin Hernandez, and others as part of an alleged political witch hunt. During a news conference on Monday, attorney Javier Coelho and other attorneys from his firm announced the move and presented video and photographic evidence to back up their claims. The attorneys demanded their day in court. The former head of the Financial Intelligence Unit, UIF, Santiago Nieto, in collusion with then-Senator Americo Villarreal, current Tamaulipas governor, created a scheme in which they took advantage of the institutions they represented to use the tools of those positions to impute false actions to Francisco Cabeza de Vaca and then try to remove him from office, former governor of Tamaulipas, Coelho said. According to the attorneys, Nieto focused on a 2014 apartment loan and tried to make it seem like it was money laundering from the Sinaloa cartel. An investigation conducted by his own UIF proved that narrative was false. Coelho also claimed that Nieto testified in a congressional hearing that Cabeza de Vaca had embezzled funds from construction projects that were never built. However, the attorney revealed that the FGR determined that the projects had been built to specs. The lawyers also claimed that some of the allegations against Cabeza de Vaca came from blog posts and social media pages that were then presented as evidence. ¿Qué tal? Aquí está at Rojas Díaz Duran diciendo que no tiene pruebas de nada de lo que acuso a F. Cabeza de Vaca pic.twitter.com/g0xnvnateJ. Lord Mendoza, at Lumendoz, March 27, 2023. Based on those allegations, congressional members voted to remove the constitutional immunity from Cabeza de Vaca for one of three allegations, the one dealing with the tax issue, and not the allegations of money laundering or engaging in a criminal organization. However, federal judge Ivan Aaron Zeferin issued an arrest warrant for the former governor on the two charges that were not authorized by congressional members, making the warrant illegal, the attorney stated. According to Coelho, Santiago Nieto received instructions from murdered fuel theft kingpin Sergio Carmona, Morena Party President Mario Delgado, Americo Villarreal, and others to claim false criminal acts by the former governor. The attorney showed a screenshot of a WhatsApp message from Nieto which he claims to have acted out under orders from government officials. Aquí presento la defensa de F. Cabeza de Vaca, LLIC Coelho Trejo on WhatsApp de Ats Nieto Castillo en donde dicio solo sigue órdenes del gobierno. Dice Coelho Trinx Suntan Sinicos que at Dr._Avalaril incluyo a Ats Nieto Castillo en su equipo. Hemos presentado denuncias anti. pic.twitter.com/xsnhwqfrnp. Lord Mendoza, at Lumendoz, March 27, 2023. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the deceased fuel theft kingpin Carmona has been accused of funneling cartel money into Morena political campaigns. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.